yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapers all over the nation.
The following tape program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's been a while. I've been on vacation, but I'm back, and we have a great show planned today. We've got the Blueprint Pow Hour during the first hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. He'll be with me in just a minute. And then we're going to be talking to Steve Pulcinella. I invited Steve on the show just kind of like on a hunch because I saw a post of his on Facebook where he was asking if anybody in his friends group suffered from any type of GERD or esophageal reflux disorder. I reached out to him, and I thought this is an important show to talk about, believe it or not. I'm going to go ahead and play Rob's music because I think I am, if I can find where his music is. Oh, there it is. I'm a terrible producer.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
I was a little distracted there at the intro because I wanted to do this brief acknowledgement of the passing of a bodybuilder who clearly had a very, very, very long and broad path to blaze in bodybuilding. At just 26 years old, he was already on the stages that the top bodybuilders wish to be on and doing well. And his Dallas McCarver, he passed away. I watched the video that Aaron Singerman put out because Dallas was the sponsored athlete. He was the face of Redcon 1, really. Aaron put a video out and said that they found Dallas in his kitchen face down. His roommate found him. We don't know what happened. He could have choked on food. It could be anything. And so everybody with any common sense is saying to people, before you post something on Facebook that isn't true and is just going to hurt his family, why doesn't everybody just sit back and wait? Because I'm sure they're going to do an autopsy. Because when you're 26 years old and you die suddenly like that, you know, they want to know why. Did you know about his passing, Rob?
I did not. Not until you just informed me. That really is tragic, and you're absolutely right. You know, don't go getting on Facebook speculating. That's only going to hurt the guy's family. At least give him the courtesy of doing the autopsy.
Well, and you know, don't be a drive-by. You know what I mean? Where you just throw something out there for the sake of throwing it out there, so people think you're witty. Because it doesn't make you look witty. It actually makes you look like a jerk. So, you know, it sit back and wait, and let's find out what happened. I heard in Aaron's comments, he said his roommate had to clear his airway of food.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this anything could have happened. So people just need to sit back and send prayers and good feelings and vibes to his family, who is he was only 26 years old. I mean, I got children that age, so I know. I mean, they're just getting started, and he was a rising star. There was no doubt about it. But anyway, how you doing, Coach? How's your training going?
My training is going great. I did have, and this is the honest to God truth, I thought I was a goner yesterday. I was at a light. There was a tractor trailer also at a light to my right. He took, you know, a left turn into me, and he cut it a little too close, and that trailer was coming right for my head.
Oh, man.
I kid you not. And so I'm laying on the horn, but he's continuing to go, and I unhooked my seatbelt just in case I needed to
get out. Right, yeah. Duck.
But thank God there was nobody behind me. I slammed the car in reverse, and he just missed me. I mean, I would have been decapitated.
Oh, man.
You know, never know when it's time. You know, only the man upstairs knows.
Yeah. Well, at least you escaped that problem. And you're here now to answer Tommy Duncan's question.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Coach, ultra-heavy rack pulls tip certainly that tip certainly worked wonders for me. But when you got to a certain point where the plates are loaded as far as they can go and the bar looks like a bow, aside from getting a longer bar or hanging bands and kettlebells on them, do you experiment with different rack positions to make the pulls harder, or do you have other ultimate strength building exercises in mind that compare to the mighty rack pull? Also, is there a progressive lift isometric hold that hits the entire body hard without overly taxing the lower back? Parenthetically, he says he's soon to be 47 years old. Or is there a progression to an already heavy rack pull when resources are limited? But you nailed it about how enormously valuable this lift hold really is, especially in the hellaciously quick development of total body strength, which is what I was looking for. Thanks in advance for your two CCs, Tommy.
Yeah, you know, first things first, I'm grateful it's worked for you, Tommy. I really am. But note his comment, note his words about hellaciously quick development of total body strength. Literally, every person that's tried it has emailed me something similar. You know, great movement, huge new growth in the traps and upper back, and that's just for starters. So with respect to your question, though, I was actually confronted with the same dilemma just recently. The bar wouldn't hold more 45s, which should tell you something about the amount of weight you can hoist in this lift. Now, luckily for me, my gym has 400-pound plates. So that bought me some time. As it stands, though, I'm once again running out of room to add weight to the bar. And when you reach that point, here's how I would approach things. First, understand the top range rack pull should have a 5-second hold at the top. Second, it should be an all-out effort, meaning reps in the 1 to 3 rep range. However, you can certainly add reps, and it doesn't take many to make an impact. Hoisting that bar 5 times with a 5-second hold at the top for each one is grueling. Beyond that, you touched on increasing the range of motion. While that's certainly plausible, it's difficult given most power racks have a roughly 2-inch hole spacing. And while 2 inches doesn't sound like a lot, it is a world of difference in this lift.
Well, it could actually put you in a compromised position kinesiology-wise where you'll injure yourself by pulling that bar from there.
Right, because you got more trunk flexion.
Right.
So by moving the safeties 2 inches down, you're probably going to have to drop 100 pounds or more on the weight. There's nothing wrong with that since you can build it back up. But here's my preferred solution, chains. You want to purchase a very sturdy pair. In other words, don't go buying the swing set stuff. You know, look for chain lengths of around an inch. You want to place the safeties at the appropriate height and wrap the chains around them in kind of in a loop, carefully counting the lengths to make sure that each chain is equal in length. When you're satisfied with that, place the bar through the chain loops and, you know, the barbell will now be suspended from it. What you now have will give you much smaller increments, an inch or less, with which to work, along with preserving three-dimensional movement of the barbell such that you can get a perfect setup. Now, alternatively, you can use mini bands to increase. You can double up some mini bands, anchor them to the bottom of the rack and the inside of the barbell. You can do that to increase the amount of force pulling down on the bar, and that, by the way, has to be experienced to be believed. With respect to movements, other movements that don't tax the lower back, it's tough to come up with a full body move that's going to touch the top range rack pull, but there are several others that I like. Static chins, you know, with a controlled negative are one such movement. Static dips and negatives are another. Both of those will elicit rapid and sustained strength increases, along with plenty of muscle piling onto your body. Static holds and or partials on the leg press will do the same for your legs, and all of them, all of those movements with little to no lower back involvement. The same rules apply, though, to those movements as it does to the top range rack pull. Perform these lifts only once every 7 to 21 days, as the risk of overtraining is very, very real. You know, these movements and intensification techniques, they bring up all kinds of possibilities. Don't get carried away with them, but know that your investment in those lifts, even a small investment, will be paying off big time for a long time. I hope that helps, Tom.
We're going to go ahead and do the next question now. We may go a little bit long on this segment. The next one comes from Luke Calips. I'm saying Calips, yeah. I hope. He said, gorillas don't eat any meat, so why are they so strong? Dude, really? Is there anything in their diet that's doing it, or does swinging from trees to tree help? I think looking for clues in nature is important. Is there anything to the banana theory? This is so funny that this is still out there. You know, yeah, who started this banana theory?
Probably me.
No. It was Nasser El-Sanbadi.
Oh.
At some big bodybuilding event where you got to get lectured by one of the pros, and I think he was the winner at that one.
Yeah.
He told people that all he does is eat bananas, but he was joking.
You know, all right, first things first. Gorillas are gorillas. You know, they grow to 400 or 500 pounds and bigger and stronger for a reason. They're gorillas. They're not human beings. But, you know, the thinking to look to nature for clues, that isn't entirely off the mark. For example, you know, it was observed long ago that animals who consume tribulus, they were copulating, having sex a lot more frequently versus animals who weren't eating it.
Hmm.
So as anyone that's used quality trib can tell you, it certainly does boost libido, but the gorilla and the banana analogy is different. So let me just explain why. It is now firmly established that in humans, protein builds muscle. Nobody's going to argue that. There's a lot more that goes into it, more on that later. But for now, know that when you suck all the protein out of a strength athlete's diet, his performance, size, and strength will all suffer greatly. Think about it like this. You can likewise eliminate bananas from an athlete's diet, but he's not going to lose any size or strength. If you're looking for something that'll pump your body full of anabolic hormones, blunt catabolism, try consuming body weight times 20 in calories every day. So a 200-pound person would consume 4,000 calories a day, of course, with adequate protein. Most athletes dismiss this advice precisely because they've never consumed this amount of food, or more accurately, done it consistently for weeks or months on end. In fact, it's so effective, there is research showing that simple overfeeding, along with no weight training, puts muscle on, okay? And in some cases, plenty of it. Of course, you can't do this indefinitely because the enzymes that store fat become more active when overfeeding goes on for too long, generally 3 to 5 weeks. It depends how lean you are when you start. The fact remains, though, consistently consuming calories at 20 times body weight, and in some extreme cases, even more, 25 to 30, remains the single most powerful strategy for putting on muscle and lots of it. It is a lot more powerful than any steroid you can put into your body. Now, that's a huge statement, but I will gladly attach my name to it. You can build tons of muscle with lots of food. You can build almost no muscle with tons of steroids and no food.
Okay, I got to jump in here real quick.
Yeah.
Because this whole discussion is based on a premise that Luke has heard from other people, that gorillas don't eat meat. That's not true, okay? Gorillas, like all of the big apes, and the mandrill, the baboon. The baboons die at 40% meat. They run down gazelles, then they eat them. Like, we have to stop the propagation of misinformation that gets people off the wrong foot when it comes to nutrition to begin with.
Right.
The big apes eat meat. Gorillas not only will eat other baby gorillas, okay, but they eat literally hundreds of pounds of bugs a day and termites and yeah. beetles. And if that's just as good as meat, because we're talking about that in the human population. Oh, we don't have enough to feed the world. We're gonna have to start frying grasshoppers. Well, gorillas are already doing that. They're already eating grasshoppers. So
they're omnivores.
Yes, gorillas may have a plant-based diet because they sit and chew twigs all day long. But do not make the mistake of thinking that the big apes are not aggressive hunters and eat meat, because that's a lie. It's just a bald-faced lie.
Right. If you put a prime rib out in front of him, he's not going to turn his nose up at it.
Oh, man. You know what? The baboons are fierce. If you ever look at their incisors, those big fangs they have. They run down antelope and they eat them.
Jeez.
Yeah, so you got to stop thinking that apes only eat bananas. That's not true. In fact, most apes probably don't even eat bananas. Bananas don't grow everywhere. And certainly not the Cavendish, the little yellow sweet one that we're used to. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, go on.
Oh. Here we go. Welcome back.
Take two.
This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. Rick Parkman says, hey, Coach, I thought your point a few weeks back about athletes eating a lot of calories for the day and borderline enough protein versus people that take in maintenance calories or below and high amounts of protein was really interesting one. So how much protein again and from what sources?
All right. So Rick's question is once again about protein. Here's the short answer. You want to consume around 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body mass and get most of it from animal sources, meat, chicken, fish, steak, eggs, whey, casein, what have you. Now, obviously, that, you know, how much protein, again, depends. The person in intense training 4 to 5 times a week who's tearing down lots of muscle tissue is going to need more than the sedentary person. But as a ballpark, 1 gram per pound of lean body mass. So if you're 200 pounds and roughly 10% body fat, you got 180 pounds of lean tissue. So you need 180 grams a day of protein from those aforementioned sources. Thanks to protein powders, getting that much protein every day is relatively easy. The real question that needs to be answered is how can athletes consume that many calories consistently? Glad you asked. To answer that question, we need to understand digestion and assimilation of nutrients. After you chew your food, it's broken down into a semi-solid and then a liquid. From there, it goes into the small intestine, where nutrients are absorbed and taken for a ride into the bloodstream and ultimately to the muscles and other tissues. Now, you've heard me say it's easier to drink 1,000 calories than it is to eat them, and this is precisely why. By getting your food into a liquid first, you're performing step one in digestion and assimilation.
In fact, do you remember back in the day, early protein powders that had been hydrolyzed, or cold process? Do you remember what they used to call them?
Oh, God, no, I don't.
Pre-digested protein.
Yeah, there we go. Yep, I remember.
Because they wanted people to think, oh, man, this is like already broken down for me. They used to actually call the same protein powders we use today, they used to call them pre-digested proteins. Of course, they were taken out of that solid state and put into a state that was easily absorbed by the gut.
Yeah, Metabolol 2. And Gainer's Fuel from Twin Lab. I remember that.
Yeah, there you go. Pre-digested protein from Twin Lab.
Okay. Right. So if your stomach is still breaking down solid food into a liquid, and, you know, it's time to eat again, you dump more solid food into your stomach, you can bet your body's going to protest. How? How about gas, bloating, and indigestion? It went on for decades with me. I wasn't very bright. You know, really scrutinize that word, though, for a second, indigestion. It literally means your food isn't done digesting, and the from the food that you gave it in your last feeding, which brings us to what you can put in those shakes. In addition to time-honored ingredients like milk, protein powder, bananas, oatmeal, and natural peanut butter, consider this. A cup of heavy cream adds a whopping 1,000 calories. Most oils are going to add 120 calories per tablespoon. And you can disguise things like fish oil and olive oil.
Coconut oil goes great in shakes. Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you can disguise it better than anything else. So here's the bottom line. If you're not gaining, it's not time to up the milligram count on your anabolics. It's time to up your calories. And the easiest way to do that is to add a cup of heavy cream to those shakes. Do that every day, and that's 7,000 calories a week. Actually, that's a little more than I'd like. You know, I shoot between 4,000 and 5,000 extra calories a week, enough to support 1 to 1.5, 2 pounds of muscle gain. If everything else is in order, okay, you're going, or should be gaining along those lines, at least for the time you're overfeeding. Heavy cream was a favorite of Vince Gironda, largely because the body won't be inclined to lay too much fat down with it. It sounds weird, but the more fat you eat, the more fat you lose, assuming your carbs are also low. So try adding 1,000 calories or more with fats. If you do that with carbs, you're going to for sure see your waistline increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So give that a shot, Rick. It's much, much more powerful than even adding another 100 grams of protein, which would be only 400 calories a day to your diet. Try upping the calories first and the protein second. I think you're going to find one or both of those helps.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a question from Matt Rinaldi. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vince Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vince is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Kegenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Kegenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Kegenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Don't hate us because we feel good. Matt Rinaldi says, I've heard you talk about pushing and pulling the sled for cardio, sprinting, and, of course, things like the bike, the treadmill, etc. I feel like I'm going to burn out on all of them. So is there something else I could be doing, something that doesn't break down much muscle?
Yeah, you know, there's pretty much an endless supply of cardio exercises if you really think about it. Chopping wood, cross-country skiing, riding bikes outside and on trails.
Cleaning the house.
That'd be last on my list. But, you know, I found out the hard way that being in fight shape is really the most difficult and probably the best cardio. Because when I joined, the jiu-jitsu place, I could barely make it through warm-ups, you know. And since we drill for a lot of groundwork, 90% of fights go to the ground, it's grueling. There's really nothing that can prepare you for it because you need a good mix of power, like you would, you know, pushing and pulling sleds, speed, quickness, and endurance. You know, I'm going to assume, however, you're not taking some martial arts. So let's talk about another solution. Every Saturday, we do something called combat cardio for around an hour. And what this involves is a heavy bag, which almost every gym has, and a few odds and ends that you can find anywhere. So to begin, we're just performing jabs with both the right and the left hand for like 10 minutes, moving around the bag to work on footwork and such. It sounds simple enough, but in the real thing, your shoulders, at least mine, are screaming from the lactic acid buildup, given you should never drop your hands. You know, to do so would leave your chin and entire head unprotected, and that's when you get knocked out, which is a lot worse than some lactic acid pain in your shoulders. So every 5 to 10 minutes, Sensei will call out a couple of demanding bodyweight exercises or plyometrics. For example, this past Saturday, he had me jumping over a one-foot-tall pad with my feet together and holding a 20-pound medicine ball. Now, to say this is exhausting is an understatement, at which point we resume punching and kicking the heavy bag, and this time, though, you mix in uppercuts and hooks, etc. 10 minutes later, it was time for more jumps. We do a total of 25, which is exhausting, and the cumulative fatigue will sometimes cause you you're not going to jump high enough. You're going to knock the pad over, you know, reminding you you didn't jump high enough. So, you know, from there, it's back to the heavy bag for elbow strikes and front kicks. You know, you'd think knees, front, and side kicks would bring some shoulder relief, but no. You know, you need to keep your hands up. So we do this for around an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. And at the end of things, you're drenched, at least I am, in sweat. At that point, he sets up battle ropes, and I'm not sure what else because I bailed at the end of 45 minutes last time. It was enough for me, and frankly, I didn't have much left. I suppose an additional 15 minutes of those ropes, you know, would have been helpful. But it's something that I'm looking at. It's something to build up to. So no treadmill, no exercise bike, no stair stepper or even sled required. It is combat cardio is, in fact, excellent cardio. If you've got a heavy bag, you can do it.
Yeah, I used to have a heavy bag and a speed bag in my garage. I wish I could have the speed bag especially is very, very noisy. The sound translates through all the beams in the house.
Yeah. I tried that speed bag, man. I just can't get it for the life of me.
Yeah, I like the speed bag. I actually hit a speed bag when I was in California in April visiting the guys at Quest. So, Jay Miller says, okay, so I'm on the anabolic diet, but finding it hard to get a lot of calories in on the weekend without eating fat, meaning I need to take 5,000 calories a day in during the week, but doing that on the weekend isn't easy. Any tips? Yes, drink your carbs.
Yeah, right. You know, well, I'll tell you what. In my experience on the anabolic diet, the first thing I would tell you is you don't necessarily need to get 5,000 calories a day on weekends. So let me explain that. The thing to focus on during weekends is the total carb count. You know, shoot for a minimum of 500 grams for the day, right? That'll bring you to 2,000 calories alone. But more importantly, it's going to result in a huge surge of insulin. And when you combine that with the proper fluid intake, you know, it should result in correspondingly a massive increase in muscle glycogen. One quote-unquote side effect of eating like this, eating that many carbs, is you're going to be real lethargic, at least compared to how you feel during the week. I mean, it is strong and noticeable. So, honestly, it's not the best time to be shooting for new PRs, in my opinion. That time is better left for Monday or Tuesday when you return to low-carb eating, but your muscle volume and glycogen will still be maximized coming off that 48-hour carb load. But back to the weekend of carbs. 500 grams of carbs a day, it's not hard, but it's also not easy. It depends how much you're craving carbs, but it's a lot easier than trying to get 500 grams of protein, I'll tell you that. The best way to jam more carbs into your day is the same as calories. You said it. It's a lot easier to drink 100 grams of them than it is to eat them. You know, your container of pure carbolin is pure gold.
One scoop, 50 grams.
Yeah.
I mean, one scoop, 50 grams. You add that to every meal. There's
right.
There's 200 grams of carbs right there.
And here's the best part. Those kind of carbs don't show on you, like bread, pasta, et cetera, will. Nor do they make you sleepy. You know, and like you said, with one scoop equal to 50 grams of carbs, starts adding up fast.
Here's some other tips, okay? Go and get baby food, Pablum, rice, single-grain rice cereal.
Yep.
And I think it has a very similar density. It's about 34 grams of carbohydrates a scoop. And you could throw two of those in your shaker bottle when you have your protein drink on those days. I mean, there's so many easy ways to get these carbs in if you start thinking. Think outside the box. Stop thinking about chewing things.
Right. Now, if you can't afford carbolin, eating it at that level, or drinking it, rather, I would suggest making your own carb drinks, but put some oatmeal in a blender and mill it down to something, you know, between a very fine granular thing and a, a more solid, almost puree consistency. You toss in some natural peanut butter and chocolate protein powder, and you've got a shake that you'll actually enjoy chewing. It's a meal in and of itself. But remember, it's pre-digested. So the best place for those shakes is in between solid food meals, in my opinion. Also, try to steer clear of eating too much rice, at least in one sitting. What you don't realize, or at least what I didn't until it was too late, is that a large amount of rice soaks up a large amount of water or liquid, and it expands in your stomach. You know, what this means is eating 100 grams of rice at a meal plus washing it down with a lot of liquid soon leads to massive stomach bloat, flatulence, upset stomach, you name it. It's not exactly an efficient use of your nutrients, and it's not conducive to hitting your carb totals for the day. Because believe me, after you get that feeling of it just sitting in your stomach like a rock, you don't feel like eating. Instead, look to things like quinoa and couscous. Those seem to digest more easily, and in quinoa's case, is a complete protein. So, hope it helps.
Okay, we actually have to take our next break. We're going to end up skipping some questions here. Let me see something. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can do this one quickly. Zach Szymanski says, I see where Rich Piana is in a coma. Do you think steroids did this to him? I heard they found 20 bottles of steroids in his home. They also found Drano in his home. That didn't kill him.
Yeah. You know what? I got a lot of mixed feelings about this, but suffice it to say this. I do not think anabolics had anything to do with whatever Rich is suffering from right now. You know, let me tell you where this gets scary. Last month, he's fond of detailing his drug cycle. Last month, I was asked to talk to a friend's son about his plan to get on the juice. Here's the punchline. He was 17 and training for less than a month. You know, I don't think videos that Rich does about his drug intake helps. So long story short, I told him I wasn't there to judge him, and I gave him some pointers about why he wouldn't want to take those. So back to the Rich Piana. Steroids, did steroids do this to him? No, I do not think that was the case whatsoever. If I was to speculate, I'd have to say it's something recreational.
They said they found cocaine. They found cocaine, lines of cocaine. They found a straw and lines of cocaine on a mirror in the living room. His girlfriend admitted she was cutting his hair. He stood up and passed out. And she kept saying in the interview she did, I tried to catch him, but he was too big. I tried to catch him, but it was too big. You put that together with the fact that they have medically induced a coma. What I think happened was, whatever reason, he passed out. And he hit his head on the way down, all 300 pounds of him, hit his head on the way down on a bathroom sink, a bathtub, a shower door, something, and the brain swelling was so rapid that they medically induced a coma, because that's why you medically induce coma, because somebody's brain is injured and you want to stop the swelling.
Yep. You know, if you look at the history of quote-unquote steroid gurus and where problems crop up.
Yeah.
They seem to get overconfident with polypharmacy of anabolics.
Yeah.
And then they say, well, if I can handle that, then, hey, I can handle this other stuff. You know, you saw it with Duchenne and GHB. You saw it with Paul Borison, the UK steroid guru, and opioids. You know, it's happened to a lot of pro wrestlers.
What about the guy? Why can't I think of his name? The guy who they burnt that body in the desert because he was selling ecstasy. The bodybuilder. Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't think of his name right now. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Craig Titus.
Right. Craig Titus. But he was selling ecstasy. So you're right. These guys, they become entrenched in recreational drugs as well.
Yeah. You know what? I hope Rich makes it, because to kick somebody when they're down is not cool.
No.
Just don't follow in Rich's footsteps. You know, as it wasn't terribly hard to see this coming, something like it. For God, do everything you can to stay away from recreational drugs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the bottom line.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we actually have the blueprint tip of the day. So we made this all work, and that's great. Stay tuned. We shall return.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the keto lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I'm looking at a picture on Facebook right now of a guy who's taking a picture of his scale.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's like, he was 235 pounds last week, and now he's 228 pounds this week. And, you know, he's saying, you know, check out my weight loss. And I'm looking at his toenails. His toenails look like they haven't been cut in like 6 years. They're pointy like daggers from not cutting them. And his feet are so dirty. And it's like, I'm looking at the thread and everybody's like, great work, dude. Oh, doing great, dude. And not one person's going, dude, do something about your feet and your toenails. Like, I thought it was a gag when I looked at this. I thought, surely this is a joke, right? Oh, man. People do not think before they put pictures up on Facebook ever, ever. All right, so anyway, what's the blueprint tip of the day, brother?
Tip of the day is a trip down memory lane, Mauro Di Pasquale's bodybuilding supplement review.
Okay.
So I'm rummaging around the other day and come across this book. And it was first published in 1995. I can still remember the day it arrived. I had ordered both his anabolic diet and this supplement review book. I could not wait to tear into them. So I got home after a long day at work. I was dead tired, but I was suddenly energized when I saw them waiting on the doorstep. At the time, he was working closely, if I'm not mistaken, with Leo Costa of Big Beyond Belief. And didn't have a supplement line of his own. Unlike EAS and other companies that were publishing these supplement reviews, he was as close to an independent voice in the field as you could get. And so given it's been over 20 years since its publication, I thought it'd be fun to revisit some of his recommendations. So here then is what I found. Up first, he discussed adaptogens, ginseng, pantocrine, mumi, tribestin, Ecdysterone. They were all covered. In general, they were given a questionable status, with most of them got thumbs down, a question mark on a few being the only glimmer of hope. And there was a particularly in-depth write-up on Ecdy where he gave it a double thumbs down. But he also panned it in his monthly Muscle Mag column, which I was keen to read every month, which all of which is ironic, given his Testo Boost product, at least at one time, included Ecdy on the ingredient panel years later. He seems to have come around then on adaptogens, given one of his products, Renew, it contains ginseng, Panax ginseng, rhodiola, schizandra, and ashwagandha, amongst others. So, in fact, he speaks quite highly of adaptogens now, and I was grateful to see that. Other than that, Dr. D was big on antioxidant supplementation way back when for athletes. Creatine, fairly new at the time, got a double thumbs up, as did caffeine, glycerol, hydroxycitric acid, all kinds of amino acids, and, of course, omega-3s. It was his write-up on amino acids, though, that really shined through for me, because no other category in that book received such attention. And no other had as many double thumbs up ratings for the drug-free athlete. So under potential amino acid formulas, the doctor had this to say. Combinations of OKG, glutamine, the branched-chain aminos, especially leucine, branched-chain keto acids, things like KIC, and carnitine/acetyl-L-carnitine would likely be the best anabolic and anti-catabolic mixtures available to the bodybuilder. He also stated that a combination of one or more of the following, creatine mono, creatine phosphate, along with arginine, glycine, and methionine, aminos that are required for the synthesis of creatine, would also be useful in increasing training stamina and workload capacity. So looking back at it, someone out there was paying attention. MuscleTech, when they first got on the scene, and this will jog some memories. They soon launched three products very closely mirroring his recommendation: Hydroxycut, Acetabolin, and a product called Creatine 6000 ES. I think this book's historical significance lies in its timing. It was published right before the pro-hormone hysteria, right, that ripped our little world from 96 to 2004. And during that time, most of the promising natural anabolics, essential aminos, adaptogens, etc., those all took a backseat to Andro and its derivatives. Which brings us to today. What significance does this book have? And have there been any real breakthroughs since the Andro era ended? in all honesty, the industry is still searching for the next big thing. Once ephedra was done away with, only two of three staples for companies remained, protein and creatine. Collectively, most supplement companies rely on those three to fuel profits, thermogenics, protein, and creatine. Most thermogenic formulas have actually devolved by just upping their caffeine content or added Yohimbe or other stimulants. DMAA came and went. It's still out there, actually, but it's going to be gone soon, as did AMP citrate and a few others. Protein prices, as everyone knows, are skyrocketing, which is putting even greater pressure on supplement companies that, you know, that offer lower quality proteins. You can bet alternative sources to milk proteins will continue to pop up. But trust me when I tell you to stick to Thrive for your protein supplement, because with a biological value of close to 100, it's an absolute bargain. Because things like beef protein, they only have a biological value of 80. And over time, that deficit really adds up. I mean, think about it. You know, for every 100 grams of beef, you're only using 80. As far as creatine goes, that's still a staple, but it's no longer a commodity, as you know. All sorts of advanced creatines beg for your dollars. Crealkaline and creatine hydrochloride are the only two I consider on par with mono. True innovation is going to come from smaller companies that have survived for a decade or longer. You know, natural anabolics will continue to be refined, new delivery systems, et cetera, et cetera. I saw this coming with Synthogen. I focused its formula around the essential aminos and adaptogens and targeted its use in and around the workout. Because it's during that time that supplements can act in a drug-like function. It runs circles around shotgunning everything. Now, I can't speak for other companies, but I'm going to be focusing on similar areas that are underserved. Many of the ingredients I've been experimenting with, they're out there now or have been, but some I've dug up out of the past. And so needless to say, Dr. D was on the right track when he wrote this book, and he said something to the effect of Mother Nature holds all the locks and the keys. You know, that message isn't as sexy as a stimulant or an anabolic that does a lot of work for you, but it is the way forward, in my opinion. You know, we've got to get back to basics. And rereading Morrow's book just reinforced that for me. So, you know, it doesn't mean you need to settle for subpar results. As Synthogen has proven time and again, it doesn't take some exotic ingredient discovered in deepest, darkest Africa to up your game. It works. It works exceptionally well. Finally, in the coming months, I'm going to be speaking more about what's next, a product that I believe will redefine your expectations as to what's possible for a natural product. It will be healthy. It will impart an immediate, noticeable effect from the very first dose and will not soon be forgotten like most products. Time will tell, but Morrow's prior works are any indication, what's old will be new again. Mm-hmm. And this time, the smart money is that it'll be sticking around for a long, long time. I'm excited about it. I wish I could say more, but suffice it to say, when I can, I will. I think the market's going to love this.
Hey, Rob, we have to go right now off the air to start the next interview. CoachRobRegish.com is the place to go. Mass Pro Synthogen, I give it two thumbs up. I endorse it. I will use it for the rest of my life. Did you see the video I did?
No, I have to go look.
Go on Facebook. I tagged you. All right, look, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks, brother.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about GERD. It's a problem within the strength community. Time we talk about it. Stay tuned.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose liposphere vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, the other day, Sandra Bedell, who is with Unconventional Athlete magazine, messaged me because she saw somebody's post on Facebook. Turned out to be Steve Pulcinella's post on Facebook. And Steve is the cousin of Dave and Mike Pulcinella, which we all know. And so she said, you know, I know this is an area of interest. This guy just posted this. I went over and read it. And I said, Steve, come on the show. Let's talk. Instead of talking about this online or on Facebook or in Messenger, let's come on the show and let's talk about this. Because this is actually something that I've been looking into for at least 10 years now. How you doing, Steve?
Doing good.
So Steve is actually working the front counter at his gym. Where is your gym, Steve?
We're located just outside of Philadelphia in Glen Olden, Pennsylvania.
And the name of the gym is?
Iron Sports Gym, the world famous Iron Sports Gym.
There you go, the world famous Iron Sports, and it's famous because Steve Pulcinella works there, quite frankly. If he goes to a different gym, that'll be the new famous gym.
That's right. True.
So, when you put that post up, you know, you said, and I'm paraphrasing, that it's actually causing you trouble in breathing sometimes, right?
It's not just trouble. It's like literally incapacitating. Like, it's like I'm breathing through a straw. Like, it's really bad.
And so, does this happen spontaneously, or is this like after you lay down? Talk about when does it happen?
Well, I guess around, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, I noticed I'm having a little more difficulty breathing, but I'm a big guy, and I'm over 50, and I weigh over 320 pounds. And I'm thinking, what am I just getting really out of shape? And I guess my age is catching up to my weight and everything. But then it started getting really bad. Like, I can't even take my trash can down my end of my driveway without having to stop and, like, catch my breath. And it's really difficult to catch my breath. And then it started to concern me. And then I'm thinking, man, what do I got? Heart disease? Do I have got, like, you know,
congestive heart failure?
That's what you always hear. You know, you hear people, their ability to catch their breath and all that. And you know, they're a walking heart attack. And I have a cardiologist. I went, and she's like, oh, you know, you did all these tests on me, stress tests and everything. Now your heart's real strong. Sends you to a pulmonary guy. He does all the heart, the lung tests, and takes some x-rays and does some different breathing tests on me. And the guy says, no, your lungs seem very strong. And, you know, months go by, doesn't get better. So one day, it was so bad, I actually called my cardiologist. She said, you know, go to the emergency room. I went there. I spent the whole day. They did a bunch of tests on me there, and they just said, the one cardiologist there just determined, he says, you're just fat.
Dude, seriously? That was the answer?
No, he just said, you're heavy, you're a big guy, you carry a lot of musculature.
But see, that's...
abdominals and...
But that's BS, and let me tell you why. Because had you realized that skinny women get GERD. So,
right.
You know,
at the time, though, I know nothing about that. I didn't even consider anything like that.
There's two different types of GERD. People need to understand this, right? You have two esophageal sphincters. You have one at the opening of the stomach. And then you have one right below your larynx, your voice box. There's another one. There's a laryngeal sphincter. And so the lower one, when it breaches, you get heartburn. Do you get heartburn?
Yeah. No.
See? So what you have is LPS.
Yeah,
you don't have
one.
GERD. And so what you have is laryngeal. So the little group of muscles that keep everything tied off right below the entry point to the lungs and your voice box, it opens up and it lets stuff out.
Right.
And so this is a very, very different type of GERD. See, this has actually been called silent GERD because because people go, I don't have GERD. I don't have heartburn. Oh, no, you do.
Yeah, that's why I didn't think of that because I didn't have any symptoms of heartburn. You know, so I didn't even
think of that. And actually, this type of GERD is more troublesome, but there's less of a threat of developing cancer.
Right.
So that the upside and down, but it's more troublesome because you can aspirate, as you found
plus
out.
You let it go longer because you don't know what you got. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So I've been connecting dots for 10 years. I know big people and small people that have this problem, LPS.
Yeah.
I know... men, I know women. When you look at their lifestyles, they're so different. You're a power athlete. You know, there's a woman out there right now. The heaviest thing she lifts is her groceries, and she's got it.
Yeah.
When you start to tease out the things that seem to be common, that you can try to connect dots. Here's what I've found: coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lots of coffee consumption. Alcohol, yes and no. Periodically, alcohol. I also see lots of grain consumption, high carbohydrate intake.
Hmm.
And so when I look at these two things, I think to myself, what is it that's going on here? What I suspect... So here's some questions for you. Do you snore?
I have pretty bad sleep apnea, but I have a CPAP machine.
Okay, so when were you diagnosed with sleep apnea?
Oh, God, 15 years ago.
Okay. So here's where my theory comes from. There is a narrowing of the esophagus due to edema, due to swelling. This whole problem starts in the gut. We know that there's a lot more people today with distended stomachs. You see people that are lean and they look like they're pregnant. What's
going
on?
Exactly. That's the way I carry. And I'm the same thing with my cousin Dave. We carry a lot of like very large abdominal, distended, you know, abdominal regions.
And I know. Dave and I were just joking about
that. I mean, I don't have any fat on my stomach at all, but it, you know, it sticks out. I'm powered like a power belly. You know what I mean?
Well, what I've come to understand, and there's no research that I can point to substantiate what I'm about to say, but just looking at this problem for a decade now, here's what I think is happening. You get gut problems first that causes the distended stomach. This is an inflammation of the whatever 6 miles of intestines that we have, okay? That causes weight on the lower stomach. It causes the gut to get pulled down. It causes this distended, almost pregnant look, number one. But that inflammation doesn't stay where it is. It goes up north, and it goes into the stomach, and now you have trouble digesting your food, and you wake up in the morning, you haven't even eaten, and you're belching already. It goes up north further into the pipe. It goes up the esophagus. The esophagus starts to get swollen too. And that cuts off air. That leads to snoring, and the snoring leads to a breakdown of the esophageal sphincter muscle. You know, you think about it. You when you were snoring back in the day before you got a CPAP machine, right?
Right,
you were literally sucking, like, especially when you were snoring really loud, you were sucking on that muscle a thousand times a night.
Right.
8 hours.
Really,
well, sure. And you're pulling on it in the opposite direction that it's designed to work. So you actually break it down over time. This is my theory, but it all starts with the stomach. If you have to get your gut straightened out.
Right.
And then all the tubing connected to it will come back to normal as well. But the problem with this is it takes time. It takes a long time, because it took a long time for the inflammation to travel up into your esophagus.
Right. The damage is a long term thing.
But I really do believe it can be reversed. I'm doing it myself. I've made great strides in gut health in the past couple years, but it literally takes a concerted effort for a couple years.
Yeah.
But it's tough.
And here's another thing. I just had a guy come in here no more than 15 minutes before you called me. He's a physical therapist. He knew me he said he fitted me for a knee brace when I had some surgery like 6 years ago. Lives right near my gym. Saw my post. He must be a friend of mine on Facebook. Saw my post that I made the other day. He came in with a whole nother theory, in that he was saying things that he thinks that how did he put it? He said had to do with your diaphragm pushing in your vagus nerve, and it's something working against your diaphragm. And he wants to he has this way of checking you out and see if that's what it is. He's actually this afternoon going to come in and give me a full, you know, checkout for this vagus nerve.
I would love to hear. Listen, his theory is plausible. The vagus nerve causes tension in the roof of the mouth. So it's called nerve tone. And so the vagus nerve creates the tone for the muscles that keep the roof of the mouth, where it leads into the throat, where it moves it up and down. And so there's some theories that when the vagus nerve becomes impaired, when you go to sleep, those low-level waves aren't getting through anymore, and the back of the roof of the mouth collapses.
Right. That's what he was saying. It had to do with, the way you're breathing. You have to sort of retrain yourself to breathe a different way now, because of that vagus nerve being impaired.
And you know what? He may be right, because I've always thought there was a vagus nerve contribution. But the only problem with the whole vagus nerve thing is, when you start looking at wide groups of people who suffer from GERD, you can see that not everybody has a vagus nerve problem. Because vagus nerve problems come with other telltale signs, like rhythm issues with the heart.
Right.
Do you ever have your voice crack, where all of a sudden your voice just goes away? You can't talk. You ever have that happen?
No, I never had anything like that.
Excuse me. Usually, when you have an impaired vagus nerve, you will lose your voice a lot.
Yeah,
like momentarily.
Okay, yeah, I definitely know
that. Like momentarily. That's a telltale sign of a vagus problem. Also, do you have ringing in your ears?
No.
that's a telltale sign of a vagus problem.
I never had that.
Yeah, there are other things that when I looked at that vagus nerve theory, and I really wanted it to be the reason, but when I started teasing deeper down, I saw there were a lot of people that didn't have the real classic vagus nerve issues. Let's take a quick commercial break, Steve. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Steve Pulcinella. Today's interview with Steve was just my idea of starting to get open up the dialogue. I think a lot of people within the strength community suffer from GERD, suffer from
distended stomachs and suffer from sleep apnea. And we're not putting the dots together and figuring out why that is. And it's really troublesome. It really is. So where are you now,
Steve? It definitely affects your life in a negative way, I can tell you that.
Well, where are you now with all this? So what if they haven't put you on proton pump inhibitors, have they?
I'm on – I wish I knew the name of medication, but it seems like the one everybody takes. I forget the name of it.
It's not Prilosec.
When I made the post, everyone said the name of the same medication.
Prilosec, Nexium, Zantac.
No, it's not over the counter. It's a prescription.
Yeah, they're the top. Okay, so acid reflux drugs are the top selling drugs in the country today.
Yeah,
it's estimated that over 60% of the population experiences gastroesophageal reflux disorder at least once in every 12-month period. The reality is that 30% of the population suffers from it weekly.
Yeah, because everybody's obese.
It's not just that, Steve. It's not just that because we had fat people in families when we were kids. They didn't have GERD. There's something else going on here. There's something that's either damaging the vagus nerve, like your friend said, or something causing a constriction of the esophagus through inflammation, or maybe it's both. So let me ask you a question. Do you drink coffee?
I drink one cup of coffee in the morning.
So we can exclude that one. Do you eat a
lot?
I'm
not one of those people that drinks coffee all day long.
How about grains, pasta, bread, that sort of stuff?
You know, there's certain times when I really let my diet go, when I'm eating bread 2-3 times a day sometimes.
Yeah, but that's not it. I mean, that obviously you're not always doing that.
I've always done that, though. You know what I mean? So this is just more of a recent thing for me to have GERD. But.
Yeah.
You know, I live in Philly, so we have a very sandwich-based diet here.
Yes, you're right, the Philly cheesesteak, yeah. You know, it baffles me because this is really a big deal. We have children developing GERD now.
Yeah, until I made that post, I didn't realize it was so prevalent until people just were coming out of the woodwork. And like you said, some of them weren't lifters at all. Some were just middle-aged women that never lifted weights before. Or, you know, some of them were lifters and some were this and that. It was just like... I couldn't believe the outpouring of people that had the same problem, you know, but they didn't have it to the extent where I had it, where they had that incapacitating feeling of not being able to breathe.
Well, yeah, yours has gotten extreme. There's no doubt about it. So yours must be episodic. Have you been able to tie it to after you eat a certain meal it happens?
Absolutely not. It's all the time. Hey, guys, what's up? Hold on, I got some guys. I got some people coming in here.
Yeah, so this is the beauty of live radio.
You can do a drop in. Just pay me on the way out.
Okay.
That comes from the phone. Yeah, like it. In my case, it wasn't that at all. It's just once it started, it was just all the time, yeah. And I couldn't. I can't sleep because I lay down, I can't breathe, even with the CPAP on. So I've been like sleeping in a chair for months now.
Oh, how tragic! That is
so horrible.
Sad.
Sleeping in a chair at my body weight. It's just you wake up and you're all beat up and you don't feel like you're rested. Just,
are you still?
Now, I'm attacking it a couple different ways. One is, you know, diet.
Right.
Matter of fact, I was contacted the other day by Paul Carter. Paul Carter's going to help me out. And,
good.
You know, we're going to work on some diet stuff. My doctor suggested I jack up the head of my bed and about 6 or 8 inches so that the gravity can't, you know, pull the stomach acids down into my throat. You know, obviously I'm not eating after like 6 o'clock. He mentioned that, you know, it was one of those things. You don't want to go to bed with a
full stomach.
You know, full meal in your stomach trying to digest. And I'm trying to lose weight. Like, I'm trying to get in better shape, do more cardio. I weigh like 315 right now. I should be weighing around less than 270. So that's the other thing I'm doing.
So, are you still lifting? Are you still training?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got
it. It's
just really
hard.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I
can't.
It slow.
Oh, yeah.
Never stop, no matter what.
No, I can't breathe, but I'm still deadlifting 700 pounds.
Yeah, the good thing about weightlifting is you stop and you start.
Yeah.
You know, so usually what happens now is like a lot of times my set will end when I can't breathe. Instead of my muscles giving out, my breath gives out.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which sucks, but you get through it, you know. And the good thing is, like I said, you can stop and start. It just takes me longer to work out now. And I can't do, you know, any set over 12 reps. Even now I'm getting out of breath just trying to talk about it, you know.
Oh,
you know, any set over 12 reps is like almost impossible, no matter how light the weight is.
Isn't there's also surgery that they can perform, right? It's called
a
laryngeal endoscopy or something? Or
Yeah, the doctor that I talked to, by the way, I went to, you know, when I went to these other doctors and everything, and they couldn't find anything wrong with me, I looked on the internet and found a ear, nose, and throat guy that specialized in asthma. I thought, everybody kept saying to me, you know, you developed asthma. You have asthma now. So I went to this guy. I found him 78 years old. And I said, that's the guy I want. He's doing this for 50 years.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I walked in his office. Within 5 minutes, he figured out what was wrong with me.
So
he
no one else
down my nose, into my throat, and saw it. He goes, yeah, you got your esophagus torn up, dude.
Oh, my God. That's so lucky that you found him.
Yeah, I mean, all I had to do was look at my throat, you know, look at my nose down in my throat and see it.
Yeah.
The other doctors just never did that. They didn't even think of that.
Isn't that sad? That you would think that you'd get the same standard
kind
of care. They all go to the schools and learn the same things. You think that's so funny.
I went to this old school guy that's been doing this for 50 years. He knew exactly what it was.
So what's the next step for you? I mean, so I understand you're going to lose weight, but that's a slow process. How do you improve the quality of your life right now, your quality of sleep? What can you do? Anything?
I mean, the medication he's giving me is obviously going to stop the stomach acids themselves.
Right.
He said about 2 months. It's going to take about 2 months so I feel my breathing improve, because just stopping the acids is not good enough. Now my body has to now heal itself, you know, so that takes a while. You know, once I can breathe again and I'm a little more mobile, you know, and I can start doing a little more cardio. Now I did 15 minutes on the elliptical and it felt like I swam the English Channel. You know, I was just dying. But, you know, I know I could do it. I know I can get myself in better shape. I know I'll be breathing better when I'm in better shape.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just something I let go. Only because I've always done that. You know, weighing 320 pounds in your 20s and 30s is not a big deal.
Right.
But in your 50s, it becomes a big deal. Because then it starts really affecting you negatively. You know, next thing you know, you got diabetes and everything else.
Yeah, no, you got to lose the weight no matter what. Even if
you know how it is. Once you're over 50, you're kind of like, ah, my knee hurts. Ah, whatever, I got a bad knee now. Ah, my ankle hurts. Oh, whatever, I got a bad ankle now. And you start to like live with certain things.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of getting them fixed, you're like, ah, I'm 50. I'm not going to get this fixed. Fuck it, I'm just going to live with that, you know?
Right, right.
And I thought this was going to be the same thing. I'm like, okay, I'm not in as good a shape as I was, so I get out of breath easier. No, that wasn't the case. It got bad, you know? It affected my life in a horrible way.
Yeah, it's tough. I know. I'm 59, so I know what you mean about the.
My sex life went from 15 seconds down to 10.
At least you're still getting 10 seconds out. Not too bad about that. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on and being honest about this, and hopefully, you know, more people start talking about this. We have to put the pieces together. Something else, I'm telling you, the one thing that everybody has in common that has this problem is a distended stomach.
Right. What we call the power belly.
Yeah, the power. I used to call it the Gustavo Bedell tortoise shell is what I used to call it.
That's funny. You ever see my cousin? He has those big, chunky, like cobblestone abdominals, and he calls it the tortoise shell. It looks just like a tortoise shell.
Yeah, I know. He and I were actually kidding about it on Facebook the other day. But anyway, I just wanted to get you on here impromptu to kind of open up some dialogue, because I think people need to talk about this more and need to share information. Because we have to figure out how to reverse this in people. It's not enough just to control it. Look, I wish you all the best. Plug your gym again one more time.
Iron Sport Gym. It's Glen Olden, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. We literally can get to from 15 minutes from Center City. You can email me at steve@ironsport.com for any information you need.
Reach out to Steve and let him know that you heard him on Superhuman Radio. Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, thank you.
Take care. We are going to pull the plug. That's all for today. We have great shows the rest of the week. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. Ian Lind is coming on, brilliant dietitian. He's actually arranged to poll 800 dietitians in the United States to see what they think and what they know about the ketogenic diet. We're going to talk about that with him tomorrow. And then Thursday, I got to hang out with Dr. Crislin when I was in Michigan on vacation with Elisa. And we got a great show we're going to do on HCG. And this is more so for men using HCG either on, well, mainly on. If you're on HRT, how to use HCG to keep all the other hormones balanced out, because the testes stop getting signals to make things. More than just testosterone, by the way. So, excuse me, that'll be Thursday. Of course, Dr. Jeff Galini is on tomorrow with Science for Humans. So we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.